Mary Mikhail, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you very much for having me.
You live in Lebanon, next door to Syria. You've been, obviously, to camps on the Lebanese side of the border and also inside Syria. How do those lives compare?
I remember first time I visited one camp in Lebanon and saw faces of children walking in the mud outside the tent where mm-hmm. they are living, and inside the tent, some pile of something to sleep on is there. I think for 2 weeks I was not able to sleep properly. So life in the camps are miserable, and if you see the children, it breaks your heart. There is a study that showed that 5.5 million Syrian children are affected in a variety of ways, with mental trauma, living without parents, living without schooling, and being recruited. So the greatest tragedy hits the children. And we speak about 3 generations will be lost unless the whole world cooperate to bring this tragedy to an end.
Now, what kind of role is your church taking there?
My church is called the National Evangelical Synod of Syria and Lebanon. Mm-hmm. Back to the 2012, when some of our churches were destroyed and our people were displaced, we got involved in relief work inside Syria, where we provide for food, for medicine, for clothes, help with renting places. And we don't only help our people who were mm-hmm. displaced. We reach out to anybody. The major ministry or service we have started in last year is to educate the children from the camps in Lebanon. Mm-hmm. So our relief work centers in Syria. Our educational services are for the children in the camps in Lebanon. And without the help from churches in this country, like the Presbyterian Church in this country, and other churches as well, we will not be able to continue our ministry.
More than 12,000 Syrians have resettled in the U.S. in the last year. President Obama has said we need to take more. Canada took in 3 times as many. Germany took in 1 million. Is the U.S. doing enough?
You should answer this question. USA is the greatest country in the world, probably in size the biggest country in the world. You have all the resources that are needed. I feel saddened when Syrian refugees are being singled out and treated less than others because they come from a torn country. Nobody runs away by choice. They run away because of the danger they face on their life.
Now, a lot of the political debate in this country has been around the idea that these people might be security risks to the United States, and yet the numbers don't really support that. What do you say to a governor of Texas who wants to pull out of the refugee resettlement program?
Nobody can enter to this country from Syria as a refugee without being screened in many different ways. So nobody reaches the land that has any question mark about if they are terrorists or not. I believe this country is full of people with great minds and great hearts and great spirits. I just want to appeal to anybody who can make the decision to treat the Syrian as a human being with sympathy and with love, because they need it. I leave this to the person's conscience and to his stand with God.
Mary Mikhail, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much for having me.